Hello and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, Marlon Chito Vera against Dominic Cruz. Okay, now this is a really interesting fight for a lot of different reasons. You can go through the stats and pull them apart, and they're very interesting. You look at their records compared to one another, and that's very interesting. You consider their fighting styles and how they work against one another or potentially complement one another. It's difficult to know where to start. Okay, let me start with tail of the tape. So Dominic Cruz is 24-3. Marlon Vera is 19-7 with one no contest, with one draw. Both the same height at 5'8". Dominic Cruz has a 2-inch reach disadvantage in this one. But we'll see how much that plays into it, because they've both got such unorthodox styles. The arms of Dominic Cruz aren't usually thrown particularly straight anyway. It's usually his footwork that makes up for the distance between him and his opponent. Whereas Chito Vera, although he's got the 2-inch reach advantage, is far more likely to walk into the striking range and trade and not make the most of that 2-inch reach advantage. As far as their styles go, okay. So Dominic Cruz, of course, former champion. Very, very unorthodox style, very erratic footwork, bouncing around, different movement patterns that we've seen from a lot of people. He's very good at kind of penduluming, is that a word? Well, we use it anyway. He kind of pendulums into the range of his opponents and swings his punches and then pendulums back out. And this kind of erratic, bouncy footwork where he comes back and he does a little jog and takes a deep breath and then goes back in again, like, you just watch people in front of him. Like, you watch Pedro Munoz in front of him and he's like, go on, you're going to come into range in a minute, I'm going to hit you, and then it's done, done. Oh, you got me. Okay, next time. And you see people kind of like readying themselves for the right opportunity, which almost never comes because it's so difficult to read. Like, sometimes he'll bounce into range and then out again and they'll fire a punch and it won't land. Then he'll bounce into range and level change and threaten a takedown, and it's this constant, like, chaotic noise that he throws at his opponents, which, it, first of all, is exhausting. And second of all, it's very difficult to predict what's coming at you, which is why he tends to have, you know, a high striking accuracy, a high striking rate, high striking output. You know, he tends to outpoint all of his opponents. But then, you know, there are certain drawbacks to it. Chito Vera, on the other side, very, very different. He tends to get hit more than he lands. But even in the fights where he gets outstruck and he gets outlanded, he almost always does more damage to his opponents than they're able to do to him. I mean, if you look at his last fight against Rob Font. So against Rob Font, he landed 167 strikes. Now, if you think back to the end of that fifth round, or maybe even the beginning of the fifth round, which was a key because Rob Font looked like he'd been hit by a car. And Chito got up off his stool like a few seconds before the round and was tapping like, come on, we need to start the round. You know, he recognized that Rob Font was kind of hanging out on his stool for a minute and gathering himself. He was bloodied. He was swollen. Like, he'd been knocked down in the second, third and fourth round. Like, Chito was cruising in that fight. And at the end of the fight, he was doing a little lap celebrating before the bell went. He was confident that he'd won. And on the other side, Rob Font looked dejected. But then if you look at the total strikes landed, Rob Font landed 273 strikes on Chito Vera. That's a considerable number. That's over 100 more strikes. But he wasn't able to do the same kind of damage that Chito was able to do. And I expect Dominic Cruz to be able to outland Chito Vera. I expect him to hit Chito Vera more than he gets hit. But the difference is when Chito hits Dominic Cruz, it's going to really hurt. It's going to hurt a lot more than when Dom Cruz hits Chito. And that's one of the things that Chito is going to come into this fight with a lot of confidence in. Like, you look through Dominic Cruz's record, he's got 7 knockouts on his record, and so is Chito Vera. The odds are actually stacked in Vera's favor when it hits the ground. So Dom Cruz has got 1 Rinicky choke finish back in 2006. Marlon Vera has got 8 submission finishes, 3 Rinicky chokes, 2 triangles, a triangle armbar, a regular armbar, and a heel hook. So there's a lot of variety in the ground game of Chito Vera. He's also got decent takedown offense at 68%. I mean, it's not outstanding, but it's decent. And although Dominic Cruz's takedown accuracy is 43%, that is a stat that's based on 10 years of fighting now. And it's not quite the same stat that it used to be. Like, if you look at his fight against, say, TJ Dillashaw or Uriah Faber back in 2016, he landed 4 of 11 on Dillashaw and 3 of 7 on Faber. But then he didn't get any on Garbrandt or Cejudo. He got 2 of 9 on Kennedy, got 1 of 9 on Munoz. So, like, he's somewhere between 11 and 22% success rate in the last couple of years. And that, compared to Chito Vera's A, ability to grapple on the floor if it hits there, and B, ability to stuff takedowns and be really nasty in the clinch, that might be problematic for Cruz. It might mean that he's now got to strike. And if he has to strike, and see, if he has to strike, that's not a bad thing, of course. I think he's going to choose to strike, but it's when he's choosing to strike and it's not working out well for him. Or when, say, Chito Vera's hammered a few leg kicks in and he's starting to slow down that lead leg of Dom Cruz, and maybe the knee injury's starting to play up. I mean, we don't know. You know, Dom Cruz has always struggled with being healthy and consistency. And that's one thing that we know of Chito Vera. He is incredibly consistent. He's always up for a fight. He's always ready. He's always training. And he's in the kind of the prime of his career. I mean, you know what, 92 for Chito Vera, 85 for Dom Cruz. It's a good few years difference there. And then you think of the fights that Dom Cruz has had. He's been 5 rounds 7 times. Marlon Vera is only coming off his first 5-round fight, and he looked great in that 4th and 5th round. I mean, I could just see this fight going so many ways. I mean, okay, so let's speculate, right? So say Dom Cruz comes in and he's real mobile and he's on his toes and he's stinging Chito Vera and he's outstriking him. He keeps getting clipped occasionally because that's what Chito does. You know, he's going to stand in the pocket and land low kicks as Dom Cruz comes in. But say Dom Cruz is outpointing Chito Vera. Chito then is going to pick up the pace and start to push him back. He's going to try and close that distance down, and that's when it gets easier for Dom Cruz, because when someone gets more eager to hit him, they tend to miss a lot more. If Marlon Vera is smart, he's gonna work from the ground up, and he's gonna work the lead leg, then he's gonna work the body and the head, because the head is the last thing you can hit on Dom Cruz, especially if you're aiming for it. Like, if you watch his fight against Pedro Munoz, Munoz is constantly swinging for his head and missing, and it got to the point where he was wasting massive amounts of energy doing it. I mean, when he did connect, he hurt him, but he didn't connect a lot of times, and that was one of the reasons why Dom Cruz won that victory. Dominic Cruz has to make Marlon Vera miss. But in order to make him miss, he has to take those chances and put himself in the pocket. And to be there for 25 minutes, knowing how much damage Marlon Vera can do with a lot less strikes than his opponent lands, that is a risky equation for Dominic Cruz. If Marlon Vera, say, clips Dom Cruz, you know, catches him rolling onto something, and the fight that I keep coming back to in my head is Brian Ortega against Clay Guida. It's a very similar way to how Cejudo caught Dom Cruz with that knee. Like, Dom Cruz's style is really good, like we've talked about, like the way he pendulums himself into range and then he skips out and then he swings back in again. But the moments where he dives off from one side to the next, almost always there's nothing covering his head. He's relying on his opponents not throwing in the direction that he's going, because he's thrown them off in the other way. But if Chito Vera is smart, he's just going to be walking him down Muay Thai style and throwing kicks around the sides, because that's a good way of trapping someone that moves like that up against the fence a bit more. Now, the complexity of Dominic Cruz's footwork is going to be a real test for Chito Vera. I think there are very few people that can really deal with that kind of footwork. And what we see is the effect that Dominic Cruz has had on footwork in mixed martial arts. You know, the likes of Corey Sandhagen and TJ Dillashaw, you can see echoes of his footwork in their style. You know, the idea of switching stances, of being a lot more fluid and moving in and out of range and changing your timing, you know, Dominic Cruz is one of the pioneers of this style. There's always an antithesis to that style, though, and a hard-nosed, blunt force trauma, walk into range and take more shots than you land, is what Chito Vera does, and that could be the kryptonite for Dominic Cruz. And if that's the case, then Dominic Cruz might start trying to work takedowns against Chito Vera. Vera's got a 68% takedown defense. He's also got a decent sub-average, 1.1 per 15 minutes. I'm not saying he's going to be able to dominate Dominic Cruz on the ground. Dom's got great wrestling. But if Dom gets hurt or he gets tired or a knee injury or whatever, I mean, there could be a lot of different reasons why Marlon Vera finds himself in top position on the floor. he's going to be just as violent there as he is on the feet. And I think that that's where the fight can be won and lost, is in the willingness to cause violence on your opponent. I think Dom wants a clean fight. He wants to outpoint you and out-finesse you. I think Chito Vera wants to hurt you. And I think that over a 5-round fight, knowing both of these guys have got the condition for 5 rounds, I expect the one that brings the most violence to be the one that's most effective. And at the moment, I'm leaning towards Chito Vera. But this is why Dominic Cruz is so fascinating to watch. Because I've counted him out before, because I always expect someone to walk him onto a head kick, and they never do. They always seem to have their brain completely fried by his style. I mean, I've watched him shadowboxing in Vegas before, and like, he goes through these patterns over and over again, and he creates really interesting momentum with his footwork, and it's very difficult to read for his opponents. I can only imagine it would be exhausting for him to stand in front and for you to try and think, okay, I'm going to have to hit this dude in a second somehow, otherwise he's going to run away with this fight. That must be completely exhausting. I think the fact that Marlon Vera knows that he gets outstruck and usually still wins because he does more damage, I think that's going to be something that he'll keep in the back pocket. What haven't I said? Yeah, I mean, I keep going back to the kicks for Vera. You know, you think about the head kick that he caught Brad Pickett with. You think about the knockdowns against Rob Font in his last fight. That kind of heel kick to the head, the knee that he landed. They're going to be problems for Dominic Cruz. I would disengage my boxing as much as possible if I was Chito Vera, and I would elevate my kicking game to the point where Dominic Cruz is dealing with much longer range weapons that carry more firepower. I think if I was Dom Cruz, I would try and bait Chito Vera into being more aggressive and missing his shots and try and wear him out. Use the veteran mindset and exhaust him. Oh, this is a good fight. I'm excited for this one. Enjoy. I'll see you next time.